Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day. Vinny assures us that it's going to be a nice sunny day. Nice, yep. Bright, sunshiny day, which is fantastic. We're about to jump into the 7 o'clock trash. It's brought to you by small businesses. Even though it may be easier to shop at big name stores or with that little app on your phone, don't forget to help out your local businesses by stopping by to shop. They'll be happy to see you. I mean, as long as you have a mask on, you know, and I'll be like, oh, my God, please come in. So great to see you. Thank you. You know, it feels good. Sleep locally. Support your local businesses.
That's a nice
sponsor. That's a
nice thing.
Yeah. Nice job, Nicole. She's having
Has
to get
anybody
really
else
creative
had,
with these. Yes. What?
An experience lately where you put something in a mailbox, you know, the blue.
Uh-huh. Just the street mailbox. Yeah.
Yes. And it appears lately. And look, I understand that the United States Postal Service is overworked, underfunded, and probably understaffed. But that is now, those boxes have become like some kind of blue box of mysterious arrival dates. Like, my goodness, the late. Have you not noticed how late?
I never use those.
Ever, huh?
No. Well, wow, I mean, I mail probably, I think I mail like three things a month, if that. I can't even imagine, like, you know, I don't mail things.
Hmm. Wow.
What are you mailing?
A few different bills that are just paid by check. They're just, and one of
them
is.
Do you not have a mailbox? How come you don't just use your mailbox?
Because I'm not trying to confuse people into. That only makes me wonder if it'll get to the place it needs to go more than I'm already wondering. I mailed something on the 15th. It's not there yet.
Oh.
Like.
That is not good. Is it major bill? Are they saying?
I've actually seen this. It's been. Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack us. I'm
no,
curious.
I think
so
that's
you're
really
not
interesting.
Having any trouble with the mail, and I am having a lot.
You know, you should try your home box. To be honest with you, I mean, I've never had any problem mailing. Like, you know, I'll mail stuff to.
And you put the little
whoever.
Red chingadera
up. Put the red
up
flag up.
Wow.
And boom. Huh. I mean, don't you get mail in that box every day, don't you?
Of course I do. Absolutely.
Well,
but I just feel like, you know, the guy's got a hard enough job as it is. I just.
Wow.
He doesn't need to be trying to, you know, what goes in and, oh, I got to bring this out. And
that is
that
what
go?
It's for. He's
well,
got
I don't know.
He's,
I'm not
you know,
sure.
Set up you for know. That.
Again,
try it.
You know, times
it,
are hard
You're not
for
having...
the United States Postal Service. Things are taking forever to get nowhere.
I had no idea that was like a. Yeah, I mean, I do thing. Think of like those blue boxes as being, you know, they have multiple pickups per day too, don't they?
Yes.
Like, I'm surprised to hear that there's an issue with that. But yeah, that's.
I cross town directly or for that specific reason all the time.
Well, it's not working. I say try your home box.
I see you doing that all the time, Sarah. She has like boxes next to her mailbox stacked with a little thing up. and I always wonder, like, wow, you do that, huh?
Oh yeah,
you
actually, I used to mail stuff because you know, when my slappy store was going back when my you know sister-in-law was in,
yeah.
I'd mail you know, 10 packages a day, 10 big packages.
Packages you're leaving by the box?
Sure, yeah. Just leave them right by the box.
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, that's exactly. That's not one envelope to your agent.
No.
That's like...
And not only that, the shipping time on those was insane. Like, I think I was paying for 2-day priority, and people would get it the next day. Like, it's your home and mailbox is.
I have never heard
a fully
of using
functioning
that.
Mailbox.
No, I had no idea. Wow.
I take Anita to the post office all the time.
Yeah.
I drive
Why don't
her there.
You just, I don't understand.
I don't know.
I've never heard
of this.
I just
never have. So.
I've never heard of what you just said. That's ridiculous.
I get my mail. I know my mail person. They leave me bins. Sometimes I put the boxes in the bin that they've left me, and I help carry the packages out to the little mail truck. DeJesus. Yes. The mail. Your thoughts on the mail.
Stuff?
Your thoughts on the mail.
There's only a couple times I go to the post office or take stuff from my parents, but most of the time, yeah, you just leave it at near your.
Oh,
mailbox.
You do what Sarah does.
Yeah. Or we even have like
crying
a.
Oh,
now like she's a minion.
We even have a.
She's not a minion. No. She's just a normal person who uses the mail. You get the two of you are the
back
weirdos.
Back in Sarah. Very
no.
This is
back
ridiculous.
We get it.
That's what your mailbox
your
is for.
You're gonna
you
take
mail
important
things.
Stuff and leave
yes.
it on the ground.
I mail my taxes.
By your mailbox.
I mail
I know,
my,
right?
my property taxes from my mailbox. I just anything I need to mail. My voting. I assume that arrives. Not that
I went
matters.
To Sarah's
California's
house
not
one
in the
time.
Mix.
I'm like, hey, Sarah, you got a bunch of packages outside from whatever. And she goes, no, those are outgoing. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
I thought she received a bunch of packages, but she's actually shipping out a bunch of packages.
We even have, like, a paperclip attached to our mailbox. So if we want something to go out, we just put it under the paperclip, and then the mailman takes it. And, like, if it's, like, a letter or whatever, he
right.
takes that, or you put the box right underneath the mailbox.
Jesus. Do you not have a flag? You don't have a flag?
No, we have like a lock mailbox.
Oh, you have one of those lock boxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I feel like the mailman leaves the post office with mail and wants to drive back with none.
No,
like,
their,
the
that,
idea
their whole job
to be
is drop off,
up
pick
a
up.
Ton of crap.
No,
I'm not going out to get stuff. I'm going out to get rid of stuff.
No, no. Nope.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what?
You can trust your home mailbox.
Once again, I've screwed over another segment. That took too long. I'm so
please
sorry.
Please don't worry about it. There's literally, I mean, honestly,
this
really.
This is helpful information.
Yes, I agree. And frankly, I'm way more interested in your thoughts on mailboxes than I am about, you know, which songs are the best this week. I will be interested to hear what our texters have to say on the mailbox.
I'm sure they think you're crazy.
I doubt it.
Here, I have a couple for you here.
All right, let's hear a few of these.
One of them says, people steal from residential mailboxes. That's why we use the post office.
Right.
Yeah, if they're I haven't experienced that, which I'm, you know, knock wood, I'm lucky. You know, if I lived in an apartment building, maybe I would be more, or in the city, you know, if I had a house in the city, maybe I'd be a little bit more leery of it. But, you know, I'm in the burbs. Like, it hasn't been an issue. Am I?
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Another texter said for Vinny, a great activity for the kids is to put mail in the mailbox and raise the red flag.
Yes. That takes 4 minutes out of your day. I mean, you can really.
I am looking for anything, dude. Yep. So maybe I'll start doing it just for that reason, because you're right.
Actually,
I need activities.
A good activity for your daughter involving the mailbox would be to, like, write letters to Nona. You know, sit down and write a letter and then
there's
mail
a bunch of different weirdness going on around the kids. One is there's a sticker club they've all joined, and it's almost like one of those weird, I don't want to call it a pyramid scheme because no one's getting rich off it. And, you know, everybody's not sinking their life savings. But it's like you send a letter to four friends and then they send a letter to four friends and each
and you've
person
included
sends
stickers right?
And we'll all get a million stickers at the end. So, okay, you know, that's one of the things going on out there in the other room on any given day is stickers have arrived. Yay!
Well, that's fun, you know.
Is it?
They end up it's everywhere. More fun than nothing. Oh, yes, that's true. I forgot that stickers are, like, I used to be mad when we go to In-N-Out and they give you that little thing of stickers and then you'd find them, like, stuck on the inside of the car.
Right,
and
Jesus, thanks. You know, right.
Thanks for the stickers.
Anyway.
Yeah. The mail.
The hot 100.
Trust the mail. It's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay. You say.
I don't.
No. Of course you'd have boxes piled up around the thing.
Have
piled
you seen? Up.
Have you
I put them
ever
the night before.
Any. What?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone else in your neighborhood with boxes piled up around their mailbox?
Well, who else is running a business out of their she shack? I mean,
I got one that backs Sarah here from the 408. There's a bunch of them that say that it's kind of dangerous to put it in your personal mailbox, but this one says, Vin and Bryn, are you kidding with the mail? Of course they pick it up from your home. That's the deal. You guys are dumb. Capital D. Capital D-U-M-B. Damn.
I mean, Jesus. Did you have an experience that like put you off your personal mailbox?
Yeah, it's called the news. I read the news every day and I see that people either steal from your driveway or your front door or from your mailbox.
I can see packages being a thing, but it's, you know, it's a federal offense to steal from, open someone else's mailbox.
Oh, because people care about that. They're probably like, you know what? Federal jails are better than the local ones. I'd rather commit a federal crime.
Yeah, Postmaster General's going to be knocking at your door.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I should think on this, but I doubt I will. Okay, we're going to go for Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs in the world at this moment. Well, in America anyway. At number 100, J. Cole, The Climb Back. Yeah. To the left of that decimal, I need seven figures to play the joint. Turn up your decibels, P-Pie decimator joint. Check out my projects like the workers that section 8 appoints. And you'll see how I okay. Like turn enough of that one. We're going to jump up to number 10. This is Chris Brown and Young Thug. And this is its top rank. It's been on the charts 11 weeks. It's called Go Crazy. Go Crazy. I haven't heard from you in a minute, babe. Just tell me what to do and I get it. All right. Boy, Chris Brown. A song called Come and Go. Let's see. Juice WRLD and Marshmello. This is at number 9. I'm thanking God that he made you part of the plan. I guess I ain't go through all that hell for nothing. I'm always fucking up and wrecking. It seems like I perfected it. I offer you my love, I hope you take it like some medicine. Tell me ain't nobody better than me. I think that there's better than me. Hope you see the better in me. Always end up better in me. I don't want to ruin this.
Oh, it's starting to get going there.
Yeah. Always come and go. I don't want to ruin this one. This
type of love don't always come and go. Pretty good.
You know, last week, this was the number 2 song, Come and Go, and there were 4 or 5 Juice WRLD songs in the top 10 last week.
This is the only one released.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
This is the only one that's still in the top 10 right now at number 9, Juice WRLD and Marshmello, Come and Go. At number, let's see, this is debuting in 8th place, DJ Khaled featuring Drake. Oh, yay, a Drake song called Grease. Here we go. The best music. Are we
another one? DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled. Come with me.
Jesus. This guy. He does have a great Geico commercial out there right now, but otherwise, I can't take it. Because he does what he just said.
DJ Khaled.
He's talking to the guy who's brushing his teeth, and he's like, "A small circle, David." Another and the guy goes, "All right," and he makes it. Another one, and he makes another one, and they're selling me insurance. Another
funny.
One,
DJ Khaled. Oh, and then of all things, Drake jumps in.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Hey, here's one for you at number 7. This has been on the charts for 18 weeks, and it's peaking at number 7. It's Watermelon Sugar, our friend Harry Styles. Breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar, sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. All right. Watermelon
sugar high. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to be waterboarded by watermelon sugar, please.
All right. Mm,
delicious.
Just feel like I'm drowning in it.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right, great. I just, you know, I don't want to break your flow.
No, I thank you.
Yep. I think they're in season right now.
Oh,
Okay. I feel like ever, they are. They're everywhere.
Do they ever go out of season?
Well, summertime, you know. It's the best time to eat watermelon. That sugar.
Right.
So good.
At number six.
I love those breaks. Who's going to break the silence? I will.
At number six, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce, Savage. I actually have a Megan Thee Stallion story.
Oh, okay.
You know how she got shot last week? She's
by
in
her
a,
date?
By her date, Troy Lanez. Tory Lanez. She was on some like confessional Instagram live, you know, ask me anything kind of thing. He shot her in the feet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. I mean, they didn't really
both
go into
both of them
her,
or just the one. I thought it was.
I think both her feet.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she said during the stream she had to have surgery to remove bullets after being shot in both feet a week ago after this party in the Hollywood Hills.
Well, that's y'all get out of here. Not fast enough.
Dance.
Yeah, we right. thought maybe she was trying to get away from the car and he was shooting her like, get back here, you. But turns out maybe he was all right. What's that one line? There was a song that was in the top 10 for a while where it was like, you know, it's the kid. And he say, you know, I have a gun that'll make you dance.
Oh, yeah.
Make you a dancer. Yeah.
The kid.
He was a kid. He's like a nerd rapper kid. I'll never think of his name.
I know I can't think of it right now.
You're not thinking of Logic, are you?
No. He's a black kid. No, he wears glasses.
Little Nas.
No.
Some little something though.
No.
Well, that's descriptive. There's like
little baby.
Little baby. Let me see if I can just look it up.
It doesn't matter. We get it. So the guy shot her in the feet. Both feet.
Yeah, and she had to have surgery to get the...
Hold on. Here you go. It's by Lil Tecca.
Lil Tecca!
Wow. Yeah.
Lil Tecca!
I would have never guessed that.
Oh, thank God.
That's the line you're looking for, right?
I got two twin blocks. All right, so that's what Tory Lane was trying to do. Just turn her into a dancer. Turn you into a dancer. So anyway, Megan Thee Stallion was shot in the feet. That is, as you say, the get out move. Get out of my car. I assume those are the sound effects.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that other than you really got to be...
choosy with your friends?
No, I mean the carelessness by which you would shoot a gun at someone... And I guess he was aiming for her feet, and he's probably a good shot, but you just wouldn't screw around with that. Like, I can't believe you would do that to somebody.
And actually, you know, listen, all the fact that you shouldn't really shoot anybody aside, shooting into the floor of a car, you're bound to hit something important under there.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
just
crazy.
Seems like a terrible idea, top to bottom.
I feel like you don't pull out your weapon unless your life is in danger, and that's when you shoot. That's the only time you would shoot.
Right.
At the gun range or when your life is in danger. I don't get what's, but I guess that's just, you know, of course that's what I would say.
Well, you know, you're a rational, normal human being. I think that this guy's got to be irrational and abnormal.
Well, he's in jail, right? Is he in jail?
Don't ask me.
He was arrested.
He was arrested, but, you know, right. My guess is, you know, somebody went and bailed. I don't know. Maybe if you fire a gun, you're stuck there. No bail for you. I truly don't know. All I know is I didn't realize she'd been shot in the feet, and it changes the whole thing for me. Like, whoa. Something to think on. So anyway, Megan Thee Stallion, Savage, is number six. Oh my God!
We're almost out of time.
We're not even. All right, I'm gonna run through these last ones.
I did it. I'm sorry. It was the mail thing. I should have never
loved
said
that. You know what?
I
love the
really
mail
important,
thing. I loved it. It was important that people know how you feel about the mail.
God,
At number five is Roses by St. John. At number four.
Oh damn.
Yeah, we're going fast. It's already 7:30. At number four is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. You don't even have to play that one. Everyone's heard it 50 million times.
All right.
DJ Khaled featuring Drake at number three, Pop Star. God, these two. Oh. Yeah, they're so unstoppable. Another one, DJ Khaled. At number two is What's Poppin', Jack Harlow featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne. Put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone. Okay. And number one, again, is DaBaby featuring Roddy Rich, and the song is Rockstar. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I don't know. You want to do celebrity trash? I feel terrible.
No,
I
ruined your whole brain.
I'm so stupid.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.